given the sort of biology, he was a sophisticated guy, and he said, yes, I'd like to try the hedgehog inhibitor. We did educate him around the potential toxicities of the drug, and he did start taking it, and very quickly, I mean, within days, he did see actually the area start to improve. And so he had less oozing around the area, and just in general, it looked better. Unfortunately, he also very quickly started to notice that taking the drug wasn't as easy as he had expected it to be.
And he got Vizmo, did you?
Yes. But he started to develop abdominal discomfort and a sense of nausea. And he wasn't so much someone who had the muscle aches, but rather just kind of didn't feel well all the time. And so he struggled through that. And we tried some different things around his diet and trying to get him the appropriate nutrition. But by about 3 months, even though we had dramatic treatment effect, we had really gotten to a place where he was kind of fed up with this because it was really impacting on his quality of life. And so he said, well, you know, what will happen if we stop? And I said, well, it'll probably grow back, but it's reasonable to give it a try. So we did, but unfortunately, it only took a few weeks before we started to see the lesion returning. And so we did then transition to put him back on the hedgehog inhibitor and did various things about dose reduction and some interruptions and continued on. But unfortunately, eventually he did develop resistance and we saw outgrowth of the tumor with the surgical area again starting to break down. And we realized that he had had progression of disease at that site. Thereafter, we did try a few other things with standard chemotherapy as well as some off-label sorts of approaches, but none of those really made a real big difference. And eventually, unfortunately, he did develop an opportunistic infection that could not be controlled adequately, and he did pass away.
Oh, what a terrible story. It seems like he probably got treated with Vismodegib maybe before Sonodegib was approved, but I am just sort of curious. Now that both are available, how do you choose between the two?
I think that when I look at the data sets, it's not entirely clear to me that one is distinctly better than the other. So this sometimes comes down to formulary questions about what's available to a patient. We did start using Vismodegib earlier, so we have a little bit more experience with it, but it's not that one I think necessarily is better than another per se. So in my practice, you know, it's a little bit path of least resistance, and the one that we can get for the patient is the one that we use.